four bar phrasing. So, so I'm starting on the second string 10th fret, and then I'm going down, and then that's over a four, I think, and then just yeah, cool. And then vary it this time. Yeah, cool, good, that's good. So now you're really embellishing. So try to make a four measure phrase and either repeat it exactly or most of it and then just embellish. Really, you should repeat it again. You know, I'm combining two steps here. I shouldn't do that. I should force you to, because it's good mental discipline to do exact repetition over four bars. So that's what we're gonna do first before I allow you to embellish. Because we don't know whether you're embellishing because you feel like it or embellishing because you can't remember what you played. All right, so here we go. We got a volunteer, let's hear it. Three, four. Embellishment at the end. It's slow and it's spacious and it can be perfect for, there are times where I just feel like slowing down the energy in the middle of a tune if I'm overplaying or if I'm overplaying and I'm, you know, getting stressed out for whatever reason or trying to impress whoever or do whatever or no one's listening or whatever, any reason why I'm getting frustrated. And I just remember, to, it grounds and centers you, you know, and it grounds and centers the audience too. Other volunteers, thank you for that. For a long four bar phrase with exact repetition. Like one, two, three, go. Still sounded coherent because you embellished it, so you didn't do it exactly, but that's okay.
We got the middle part.
So yeah, keep it simple. Job. Let's do the game where we all repeat back the four bar rhythm. All right, in this case, I'm gonna go first. We'll go around this way. All right, so I'll play, you all repeat back, then the next person goes right at that next bar, fifth bar, you know. The one, two, three, four. You don't have to do that one to make up your own.
Oh, okay.
You're on your own now. Yeah, that would be tough. It was a two-bar phrase repeated twice, which is a four-bar phrase, so you didn't do it wrong, so it's all good. Next, I got off. So, one, two, three, go. stuff too. And but the nice thing about what you did is you didn't start on the one. I mean, I don't know if that was on purpose. You started on the and of one, which is what we talked about with the two bar phrasing. Perhaps by leaving some more space in the first two bars, you can be more active in the second two bars and it be more manageable. Let me see if I can, and you guys copy me if you can. Like one, two, three, four. Tough. I'll give you an easy one. You're on the right track, though. One, two, three. It's tough. It opens up big windows. It's not. You're not going to get this immediately, but this is something to explore once you've gotten the hang of two-bar phrases. You should work with two-bar phrases for a while. But it really explores bigger windows, right? And it's super fun. And, you know, another challenging thing would be three-bar phrases.